If you struggle to get things done and you feel like there's never enough time in the day and you want a super simple routine that you can do as a homemaker that doesn't take hours worth of planning, you don't need to light candles, pull out your planner, do all of that stuff. You just want a super simple way to add more structure to your day without a schedule, without time blocking. I'm going to be sharing with you how I add structure to my day as a work from home mom with ADHD. I homeschool and I have a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old. So if that is something you're interested in, you want more structure to your day, but you want to do it the easy way, I'm going to be sharing with you my super simple process of how I plan my day as a homemaker. Before we start, let's talk about the difference between a schedule and a routine, because I feel like a lot of people think they need a schedule when in reality, a routine would be much easier for them to stick to. A schedule is time-based. So this is like, I'm going to do this task at 7 a.m. I'm going to do this at 8 a.m. I'm going to do this at 9 a.m. And for many of us homemakers with little kids at home, trying to stick to a schedule can feel incredibly overwhelming. It can cause a lot of unnecessary stress and anxiety, and it can make you feel overwhelmed because you're constantly looking at the clock and you're constantly feeling behind and off schedule all day. One small thing can throw off your entire schedule, and then you feel like it was a complete waste. And then you start to believe that there's a problem with you because you couldn't stick to the schedule, when in reality, you didn't need a schedule to begin with. You just needed a routine to follow that gave you a roadmap for how your day is going to flow. And so routines are task-based. So a schedule is time-based and a routine is task-based. So with this routine, you're just gonna focus on which task you want to get done and in which order. So with the routine, it can look like we are going to wake up, we're going to eat breakfast, we're going to get dressed, we're going to go to the store. Notice how none of those have a time attached to it, but you're still adding structure to your day because you know what to expect, you know what is coming up next. So that's the difference between a schedule and a routine. A schedule is time-based, so you're constantly looking at the clock, feeling behind, and trying to stay on schedule. So you're constantly trying to keep up with the clock. But with the routine, it doesn't matter what time you wake up. You just know that after you wake up, you're going to eat breakfast. So that can happen at 7 a.m. It can happen at 8 a.m. It doesn't matter. No matter what time we wake up, we know we're going to eat breakfast, get dressed, go to the store. And so yes, some things, depending on, let's say you wake up at 8 a.m. instead of 7 a.m., you might have to take things out of the routine that you planned on doing, but it's not that big of a deal. Okay, so that's the difference between a schedule and a routine. So instead of a schedule, I am going to be focusing on creating a simple routine, which is a roadmap for how your day is going to flow. Let's hop into the simple 3-step process that I use to plan my day as a homemaker. And I want you to know that I do all of this in the evening. So before I go to bed, I make sure that I'm planning all of this out so I know what to expect the next day. And I like to plan my day in the evening because I'm already tired. And so I'm not going to put a lot of things on my daily plan whenever thinking that I'm going to have all of this energy. I like to plan whenever I'm tired so that I'm more realistic about what I'll get done. And I'm setting the bar really low for myself. And then if I want to do more, then I can do more. So the first thing that I do whenever I'm planning my day is I have to determine what needs to be done. To do this, I look at my calendar and see if we have any appointments, any play dates, any other commitments that we need to be at a certain time. I like to use Google Calendar for this, and I have a color-coded calendar, and I actually have a tutorial about how I use my calendar inside of the Productive Moms Toolkit. And so I have that link for you in the description, but that is my step-by-step process of how I add more structure to my day and how I keep up with all of my chores and housework in an easy fashion. So if you're interested in that, it's in the description. And whenever I have my color-coded calendar, I like to color-code it by family member. So each person or pet, so we also have a dog, everyone has their own color. So I can immediately look at my calendar and see whose appointment it is or who the commitment is for. And so that's the first thing I do is look at my calendar and see what commitments we have for the next day. The second thing I do whenever I'm trying to determine what needs to be done is I ask myself 3 questions. The first question I ask myself is, what are we going to eat tomorrow? So remember, I'm doing this in the evening. So I ask myself, what are we going to eat tomorrow? And I make sure that we have those things in the house, or I'll know that I need to make time to go to the store. So that's the first question is, what are we eating tomorrow? So that I can plan ahead for that. The second question is, what do I want to clean tomorrow? And notice that I said, what do do I want to clean tomorrow? So typically, I don't try to force myself to clean things that I don't want to clean. So I look for things that are really bugging me. So like if there's a cobweb on the crown molding, then I'll go ahead and plan to clean that the next day. Or if the bathroom floor looks dirty, then I'll say, okay, let's clean that. Let's prioritize cleaning that the next day. But I usually pick one task that I want to deep clean. And this is outside of my power tidy and those other things that I do. This is just like kind of like a zone clean, but I'm just choosing one task and I focus on cleaning that one thing. And a lot of the times when I'm trying to figure out what to clean, I'll use my ADHD cleaning bundle. It has room by room cleaning checklists. So that way I can easily pinpoint something to clean. If there's nothing that's really sticking out to me that's been bugging me that I want to get done, I'll just pick a task from the ADHD cleaning bundle and I'll just clean that one task. And if I want to do more, I'll do more. And if not, I'll just stop with that one task. So if you need help figuring out what to clean in each room of your home, I'll also have the ADHD cleaning bundle linked for you in the description. And then the third question I ask myself is, if I don't do insert tasks, what will happen? So if I don't do the laundry tomorrow, what will happen? If I don't wash the dishes tomorrow, what will happen? And so that's another way that I'm able to prioritize my task, is asking myself that one question. If I don't go to the store in the morning, what will happen? I won't have the ingredients I need to cook dinner, and then it'll just be a hot mess. So then I know I need to prioritize going to the store in the morning. And so that's one way to prioritize your task and figure out what needs to be done today and what can wait until another day. Step two is to prioritize your task. But before you jump into that, make sure you head to the description and grab the Productivity Power Pack, because it is going to have all of these templates that you can use to break down your tasks, to use the time blocking template to figure out when you're going to get everything done. It has like a daily planning page so you can map all of this out, map out your meals, everything. So make sure you grab the Productivity Power Pack before we jump into this so that you can follow along with me and plan your day. So now that you know what tasks you want to focus on for tomorrow, step two is to prioritize those tasks. So I like to break my task up into four categories. The first category is the most important task. This is the one task that I need to get done in order for everything to flow smoothly. If this is the only thing I get done, like, I'll be fine with that. So this is your most important task that's really gonna move the needle for everything else. So what's that one task that you wanna make sure you get done? That's the first one. Category two is your must-do task. Now these tasks are important, but you're not gonna focus on them until you get your most important task done. And so I like to just have like three tasks in this category. So these are your must-do tasks. So what task do you need to focus on next after you get your most important task done? And remember to ask yourself the question, if I don't do X, what will happen? So that's what the question that I'm always asking myself. If I don't get this done, what's gonna happen? Because there will be a ripple effect. So if I don't do the laundry, then we're not gonna have clean underwear. So that's kind of a big deal. So ask yourself, if I don't do this task, what's going to happen? So once you have your must-do task, then you're gonna move to your should-do task. And these are tasks that you should get done, but if you don't get to them today, then you can get to them tomorrow. It's no big deal. So these are things that you should do, but we're gonna see how the energy is going, how the kids are behaving. Like, these are tasks that are good to get done, but if they don't happen today, that's fine. So that's going to go in your should do task. And again, maybe like 3 to 4 tasks here. Don't overload yourself. Don't put too much on your plate. Keep it very simple. And then in the last category, you're going to put your would like to do task. Everything else on your list is done. So your most important task is done. Your must do task are done. Your should do task are done. Now we're going to move to the would like to do task. And these are just things that, like, when everything else is done, like, I would really like to get that done. It's been bugging me for a while, but it's not really a big priority. So that's what tasks are going to go in this category. And one thing that I like to do whenever I'm putting my tasks on my list, I like to make sure that I'm breaking them down so that they don't feel super overwhelming. So instead of saying, like, clean the kitchen, which can feel like a huge thing, like, that's a, what are we cleaning? Like, there's a lot that can be cleaned in a kitchen. I'll just say something like, clean out the refrigerator. Or you can say something like, clean the oven. So just put that one task that you want to get done instead of just leaving it super broad where it feels overwhelming and you don't know where to start. Keep it super simple and break down your task so you know exactly what to focus on and you're not standing there feeling paralyzed and stressed out because there's so many things that you can do, like clean the kitchen. There's a lot that you can do there, but break it down the task so that it feels easier for you to do and you know exactly what to focus on. With this list of prioritized tasks, I don't look at it as a to-do list because these are all things that I've intentionally decided they were important for me to get done on this particular day. We all know that things can be put off and pushed off for time and time, but these are the tasks that I've decided that I want to do. They are important to me. And so I don't look at it as like a to-do list and like I have to get these things done. I look at it as these are the tasks that I'm choosing to spend my time doing. And so I don't feel overwhelmed with this list of things because I have decided that they are important to me. I want to get them done. If you look at your priority list and there's things on there you really don't mind if they get done or not, then take them off. If they're not that big of a deal, don't try to force yourself to get it done. So these are tasks that you genuinely want to focus on and you genuinely want to get done. Now that you have all of your tasks broken down, you know what to focus on. Let's move into step three, which is going to be when are you going to get them done? So let's figure out when you're going to get all of these tasks done. Since we're not using a schedule and we're focused on creating a routine, which is more of a roadmap for how we want the day to flow, we are going to be using triggers. And these are from the book Atomic Habits by James Clear. So in his book, he has 5 different triggers that he talks about, but I personally focus on 2 triggers, and these have been the most helpful that I found for myself and for the other moms that I work with to use these 2 triggers. So the first trigger is time. So this is the obvious one. So if you do prefer a schedule, by all means, you can use time. Don't let me stop you. But time is, as it sounds, figure out what time you're going to do each task. If you're wanting to do laundry, okay, cool, let's do that at 8 a.m. Let's make sure we do an activity at 10 a.m. So that's how the time works. You're just gonna pick out which time you want to get things done. And just know that you can mix and match these different triggers. Sometimes there are things that we want to get done at a certain time, like nap time. I try to stay pretty consistent with when my daughter takes her nap. So that would be a time trigger. Like at 12:30, I want her to be laying down. So that is a time trigger. So just know that you can mix and match these triggers just so you know when you want to get tasks done. So the first trigger would be time. The second trigger would be preceding event. And this one is my favorite. This is the one I use most of the time. And it says that when one thing happens, we're going to do something else. So in the example I gave you earlier about how to create a routine, and I said we're going to wake up, we're going to eat breakfast, we're going to get dressed, and whatever else I said, those would be preceding event triggers. So I know that once I wake up, I'm going to go and eat breakfast. So my preceding event was waking up. After I eat breakfast, I'm going to get dressed. The preceding event was eating breakfast. So I know that after I eat breakfast, I'm getting dressed. So that is the preceding event. So one thing we do too is like after Wheel of Fortune goes off, then we go ahead and start cleaning up. So our preceding event and Wheel of Fortune is in the evening. So this is when we do our nightly reset. So after Wheel of Fortune goes off, which would be our preceding event, we are going to do our nightly reset where all of us clean up. That is how the preceding event trigger works. And that is what I personally like to use because there's no time base to it. It's just once this thing happens, then I'm going to do the next thing. Once that thing happens, I'm going to do the next thing. And so it doesn't really matter what time we do these things. We just know about when they're going to happen. So that's the 3-step process that I like to use to add structure to my day as a homemaker. And it's super simple for me to stick to. I'm not making this drawn out planning session where I make all of these plans and I don't even stick to them. I try to keep it very realistic, very simple. And I always go in with the mindset that I can always add more. And so that way I'm not setting myself up to be disappointed by adding all of these things, my list of things that I want to get done. I am setting my expectations low and I'm just being very realistic because I know that I don't have a lot of energy. I have iron deficiency anemia. I have 2 little kids at home. I just don't have a lot of energy to be doing all of these things. And so I want to make sure that I'm prioritizing the most important things that my future self will be happy that I got done today. That's one thing I'm always thinking about is what can I do today to make my life easier in the future? I'd like to keep things super simple, but very impactful. You don't need a lot of things on your to-do to-do list to make a big difference. You can really just focus on small, important tasks that are gonna make a huge impact. That's what I like to focus on. If you need any help with getting started with this, make sure you grab the Productivity Power Pack so you can use these templates and follow along with it. And it also has a training in there about how I add structure to my day, where I walk you through step-by-step how to use the templates in the bundle. So make sure you grab that in the description and let me know if you have any questions. Next up, make sure you watch this video all about 7 easy homemaking habits that are going to help you have a cleaner home.